time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday afternoon.
Roquan, I know you weren't on the field for the Isaiah Likely touchdown, but I'm sure you saw it. What was kind of your thoughts on whether that should have been a touchdown or not?
I don't make those type of calls, nor do I make the catches in the end zone from the quarterback, so that's not my position, and I'm not sure.
What about the play that Aaron Rodgers was credited with a completion? We thought it was a Buchanan fumble slash interception.
Yeah, I don't make those calls, nor was I there for the interception, but from the looks of it, I thought Teddy had it, and it was clear. The ref made it on the field. He saw it as well, then overturned it, so not sure. That's not my job. My job is to just go out and play my brand of football.
Just how frustrating is it when there are these moments that could have been a turnover, could have been a touchdown, and then the game ends as it does?
I think it's the game of football, and I think it's the game of life as well, and you just have to play the cards you're dealt, play the hand you're dealt, and go for it every time. I think that's just simple, and you just got to control the controllables, and I think that's what it is. So each and every individual just have to control their 111, and I think that's what it boils down to, each and every play, and that's always be the way in this game.
Bro, Aaron Rodgers attacked you guys deep, especially with DK right off the bat. I mean, what was leading to some of their success in explosives, and how did you guys try to adapt to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, he's been doing it for a long time, and DK's good receiver in his league, and I thought it was some really good balls out there. Made some really good catches and some perfect placements on the ball. So I think it was just hats off to those guys for making those completions, and it was what it was. Just got to move on, next play.
Roquan, team's now 6-7, four games left. You know, what do you feel are the Ravens' playoff chances right now?
How does the standing shape out? I'm not sure.
You're one game back of the Steelers right now with four games left.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. And it's more about playing the cards you're dealt. And this is our hand. And that's life. You play the cards you're dealt day in and day out, game in and game out. And it's about next week. Like, obviously learning from the mistakes from this game and playing Cincinnati next week. So it's about correcting the mistakes, not having self-inflicted, and playing our brand of football. And I'm sure if you're one game back and what you went out, I don't know how that works, but it's just one game at a time, and I think we just got to go take care of business in Cincinnati, and that's all you can look forward to in this league, the next moment you have, because you never know which one will be your last.
Roquan, I mean, the standings aside, do you feel like there is still something you guys can unlock as a team where the offense and the defense are playing well at the same time, and you guys are playing hand-in-hand, kind of what you thought you would be coming into the year? Do you think that's still there for you guys?
Absolutely. I'm going to turn them up, absolutely, without a doubt. And it's more about going out and doing that. And obviously this is the show you business, as in the show me. So it's not about talking about it. It's actually about being about it and, like, letting your play speak for you and not words, in a sense. So it's just about going out, each and every individual, taking control of their 111 and doing it play in and play out. And I think if you do that, and if every single person do that, you will get what you want. Talent's there, but it's not about the talent. Like, obviously, talent only gets you so far in life and in football in general. So it's about playing, doing your 111. And 10's doing their job and 1's not, hey, it's not good enough. So it's about honing in on the details, each and every individual, including myself, play in and play out. And, yeah, it's the NFL. People are going to make plays, but it's about responding. How are you going to respond? And I think that's a response mechanism in life. In a game of football, it all echoes through. So that's what each and every person has to do, and I think it's just that plain and simple.
Roquan, what was the message from John Harbaugh post-game?
That was the message for the team.